Yeah, Neville here. It's Thursday, May the 21st, 11 p.m. here in the UK. A bit late, of course, but I just wanted to record a couple of thoughts about the latest version of Google Chrome, which I installed a while ago. And this is the new version that that Google launched, released today, version 2.0.172.28 on Windows. And I did a manual update, I guess really because I'd loaded Chrome and checked the about, and it said there was a version available, so I just clicked the update button. It would normally roll out, may take a day or so, but it would normally update itself automatically, which is sufficient for most users, actually, including me. But I saw it, so I did it. First thing I noticed was, wow, this is fast compared to even the previous version of Chrome, but notably so compared to Firefox and Internet Explorer. This thing loads in about 5 seconds. So what I've done actually is made a decision. That's it. Now I am switching permanently to Chrome from Firefox I was using, with some of the improvements they've made to this, notably all the bug fixes that Google says leads to increased stability. That's probably the clincher that I'm going to make this switch. I've been using Chrome on and off in between Firefox for quite a while, but I've always felt there are quite a few plugins on Firefox that I just simply couldn't live without. I've decided I can live without them. And I'm seeing quite a few people tweeting about this, saying that they're not switching because they have plugins they can't live without. Now, we've all no doubt got different plugins or add-ons or whatever you want to call them that add functionality to the browser, lets you do things very conveniently. To me, I guess there are two that I suppose were really, I felt were indispensable. One was the friend feed share bookmarklet. There is one for Chrome, so that's great. The other is one that I haven't found for Chrome that I have found indispensable on Firefox, which is PDF download. That basically, when you click a PDF link, it pops a dialog saying, do you want to download it or do you want to open it? And a couple of other choices you've got too. I've just found that one of the most useful tools on Firefox. So will I survive without it? Well, of course I will, but I'd like to get the convenience of that, so I'll be patient. But that's not enough to keep me on Firefox. There's loads of others. I had about 15, 16 plugins installed, none of which are so indispensable that I couldn't live without them, and that's the truth. Google Toolbar was one I used all the time. Very useful, yet you don't need that with Chrome because the single bar is the address bar and the search bar. You just type something in the address bar and boom, you get the search results. And I found that even better, frankly. It's better integrated. I like the clean interface of Chrome more than the other browsers. There's no multiple menu bars and all sorts of stuff cluttering up the interface. So it's good. I do like the full screen mode in this new version. F11 and WAP, you've got full screen mode. Very useful if you are doing things in a browser that you'd normally use PowerPoint for slides, for instance. I'm experimenting with a couple of things there. So I'm going to make this switch. I'm going to see if I can keep it permanent and not have to go back to Firefox. I've just imported all, everything, bookmarks, saved passwords, browsing history, the works into Google Chrome. Funnily enough, alarmingly, actually, to me, it crashed Chrome. And I'm wondering what caused that. I haven't looked in the event calendar, in the event log. But it did succeed with the imports. So I'm set. I'm good to go now. And I'm going to just do this. And I'll write a blog post about this at some point, I think. So all of you folks on Twitter who are concerned about this, again, not knowing what plugins you've got in Firefox, obviously, and if there is something that adds massive functionality that you can't get, in which case I'd understand. But give it a shot. Maybe run them in parallel for a bit and see what you think. But do what I've just done is, I think, the best thing. Make that switch. Just go. Just use it. This looks extremely nice. But I tell you, the speed is astonishing how fast this loads. Okay, no, it hasn't got tons of plugins, and maybe that's the reason. But it does, about 5 seconds. You click it and wham, there it is. Pages render, sites load. I'm just blown away by the speed of it compared to my experience with Firefox, which frankly crashes every single time now that I exit. And yeah, probably a plugin, but I can't be bothered with that anymore. Anyway, that's more thoughts than I had in mind with this brief audio boo, but there's my initial thoughts on the new version of Google Chrome released today.